Downtown Productions in cooperation with Zone Radio presents Downtown the Podcast. From the historic Zone Radio studios, here's your host, Rich Kimble.
Hey, welcome in. It is true. It's Downtown the Podcast, brought to you every week by Renewal by Anderson, your trusted window and door replacement expert of Greater Maine. Offering free in-home consultation, give them a call at 207-275-6622. Renewal by Anderson, the better way to a better window. Welcome, welcome. So good to have you back here on the podcast. Or if you're a first timer, where you been? It's episode number 302, for crying out loud. Well, listen, better late than never. Good to have you with us. This week, we feature a couple of talented guests a little bit later on. Singer-songwriter Robert LaRoche, the former lead singer of The Size, will talk with us about his new solo album, Forevermore. Up first, he's a New York Times best-selling author and a physician who's going to talk with us about ways to get healthy or stay healthy or be healthy, all through eating the right things. Although this one doesn't require counting calories or anything like that, it's just common sense eating. It's called the Power Foods Diet, our conversation with Dr. Neil Barnard on Downtown. Dr. Barnard, thanks for being with us again.
Sure. It's great to be back. Thank you so much.
So for the uninitiated, can you explain what is a power food? How do you determine that?
Sure. A power food is a food that actually causes weight loss. In other words, weight loss comes not from starving or eating a small portion or something like that. It comes from actually eating the food, and it either acts by reducing your appetite automatically or increasing your calorie burn. Or there's also a third effect, that certain foods actually trap calories in your digestive tract as your digestive tract is moving along, and the calories are just pulled out of you and you literally flush them down the toilet. But the point is, a power food causes weight loss.
And one of the things that I think makes this book so smart and makes it something people can do is it's the opposite of a lot of plans, which are telling people don't eat so much, reduce your caloric intake. And what you're saying is you keep eating, just eat the right things.
Yes. And I have to say that when we've cottoned onto this approach, we realized that it was really so different from what people have been doing over time. In the past, it was just as you said, cut your calories down to 800 a day. And, you know, by Wednesday, you just want to give up because you're hungry and it doesn't work, or don't eat carbohydrate, and that only lasts so long for most people. But the credit for this, really, I think a lot of it goes to Harvard University, where in 2015, they tracked a large group of people, more than 100,000, and found that the more they ate of certain foods, the more weight they lost. And it wasn't magic, and it wasn't it was clearly scientific, but what they had to find out was, why was it that people who ate more blueberries or raspberries or strawberries would tend to lose weight? Why is it that eating more cinnamon or ginger would cause weight loss? Why would apples cause weight loss? Why would certain sea vegetables cause weight loss? And we now have figured out sort of why that is. In a blueberry, that blue color comes from compounds called anthocyanins that seem to ramp up the ramp up your metabolism a little bit, so you burn calories faster. With sea vegetables, it's that they have iodine that helps your thyroid gland to get back into gear and to allow you to burn calories. So anyway, there are certain foods that just sort of get people back on a better path. And in our research studies, people lose weight without intentionally counting calories or reducing portion sizes or eliminating carbohydrates or any of these things.
As you mentioned, too, when you use these power foods, don't ruin them. Don't mess up something good you got going. If you've got those blueberries and you've made a healthy dish, or you've even made a healthy muffin, don't slather on all the butter and defeat all the good work you've done.
Well, yes, you've got it exactly. And let me maybe describe a little bit about how these recipes came about. I mentioned the Harvard research that found that blueberries seem to have an action, and when you dissect them, what you discover is the anthocyanins that make the blueberry blue seem to have these special effects. So 2 years later, 2017, researchers in the United Kingdom tested twin pairs, more than 2,000 twin pairs, and they found that the twin who consumed the most anthocyanins had substantially less body fat, and particularly less abdominal body fat, compared to her genetically identical twin sister. So the research has been quite consistent. So all our research team did was we worked with Dustin Harder, who is a terrific recipe developer, and Lindsay S. Nixon, who's another developer, and they took a couple of power foods. One was blueberries, another was cinnamon. Cinnamon, if you eat, half a teaspoon a day, which is more than most people would want to, but in research studies you find that it causes a slight release of adrenaline that speeds up your metabolism further. So Lindsay made some French toast, everybody's favorite breakfast. But she didn't make it the usual way with lots of extra calories. It was a fairly light French toast, but with cinnamon. And Dustin made a blueberry cinnamon syrup to put on top. And you can see where this is going. Just taking the power foods, plugging them into your routine. And the foods are good. They're tasty. And it doesn't feel like a diet at all, because what you're doing is you're eating healthful foods.
Well, I have to say, I was glad to see, because I'm a big fan of bananas as a snack, and that's one of the first things that you mention in here, and how great they are, because, first of all, they're good for you, but they're pretty filling, but with essentially half the calories of a candy bar.
Yeah, exactly right. And the reason we need to rehabilitate the image of some of these foods is that some dieters have forgotten them. They thought, I shouldn't have a banana because it's carbs. But if you look at it, the calories are really very low, and the fiber is pretty high, so it tends to satisfy the appetite, and you really haven't overdone it at all. Another simple everyday example is an apple. Some low-carb dieters won't eat them because they say it's got sugar, and it does. It has natural sugars. Researchers then they wanted to see, would you gain weight if you ate apple? So they asked everybody to eat not one or two, but actually three apples a day. They said, you've got to force yourself to eat them because this is a research study. Please just do it. And the research participants ate three apples a day, day after day after day, in addition to whatever they're eating. And they didn't gain any weight, you know, which is kind of what people thought, is if I stuff myself, I'm going to gain weight. They actually lose weight. And the reason, of course, is that apples have a lot of water, a lot of fiber, not that many calories. They crowd out other foods. And so you think you're really full, but the scale just says, no, you're not full at all, and you just keep losing weight. So those are just some simple examples. But in recipes, it can be a nice lentil soup or a mango dal or pasta dishes that you might not have eaten, or carrot cake or other desserts, but they're made in a way you're going to love.
Well, it was interesting in reading about spices, and you mentioned cinnamon, and I knew a little bit about that, but it was great to learn even more. But I was not aware of the power of ginger.
Yeah, and with all these things, I don't want people to just run to the store and say, pick up some ginger or some blueberries or whatever. There's certain things that you really ought to be doing. With cinnamon, for example, go to the store, and the first cinnamon bottle you see might be marked Saigon cinnamon, or it might be marked Indonesian cinnamon. That's not actually the one that works the best. I encourage people to pick up Ceylon cinnamon, Ceylon, as in the country Sri Lanka, now called, or it used to be called Ceylon. Ceylon cinnamon is a little milder than the other forms, but if it's Indonesian or Saigon cinnamon, that's actually a different plant. It's called cassia, and I would suggest not going with that. It does taste like cinnamon, but it doesn't have the same effect that you want. So the one you want is Ceylon cinnamon. I encourage you to buy it organic. It will cost a little more, but it's worth it. It's going to help you with blueberries. Go to the store. Don't buy the first box of blueberries you see. Look at them, make sure they are plump and blue and fresh, and get them organic if organic is available. If it's not, the regular is okay, but the organic is going to be better. Bring them home, keep them in the fridge, not on your countertop, and they'll last longer. But don't wash them until the last minute before you use them, because if you wash them when you buy them and they sit in your fridge in a little bit of water, little mold will grow. And that's going to deteriorate the benefit. So wash them at the last minute.
We're talking with Dr. Neil Barnard about his new book, The Power Foods Diet. We know how healthy beans are. We know about the benefits of plant-based proteins. But I wasn't aware that tofu can also give some boost to your mental health.
Amazingly enough, yes. That's what we're seeing. And part of it is that when a person consumes a high-protein plant food, it seems to cause it to block premature serotonin release in the brain. Serotonin is the natural brain chemical that makes you sleepy. Now, that's good if it's 10:30 at night, but if it's 10:30 in the morning and you're trying to get through a meeting or a phone call, too much serotonin release makes you tired, and the high-protein plant foods will block that release until you need it, which is handy.
You also talk about, I love this section, foods that are less healthy than you think. Among those, animal proteins, cheese, eggs, and avocados.
Yes, and one that really breaks people's heart is I'm going to pick on Atlantic salmon. A lot of people think, well, wild-caught salmon, that's got to be so healthy. But what we find in research studies is when people dig into salmon very much, their weight loss just stops cold. It just doesn't work. And the answer is that Atlantic salmon is 40% fat. And if it's Chinook salmon, it's more than 50% fat as a percentage of calories. And every fat gram has 9 calories in it, so it just stops your weight cold. Coconut oil, same story. Coconut oil is all the rage. It's got a great mouthfeel, but not only will it make weight loss really tough, but it's going to raise your cholesterol in all likelihood. So those are foods that people cheerlead for, but we are no longer giving them such a positive verdict anymore.
And alcohol, and people have talked about the potential benefits of occasional red wine, but the bottom line is there are few proven health benefits to alcohol.
Yeah, that's really true, and we are not going to say that you should never have another drink, but if every night a glass of wine is your way of relaxing, I would suggest making it modest and more intermittent than that, because the heart benefits or brain benefits are kind of fading away as more research is being done, and the cancer risk from alcohol consumption is becoming more and more solid, and that's colon cancer for women, breast cancer, and certain other forms of the disease. So alcohol is something that we want to keep more modest and more intermittent.
And vegetables are great, but not all vegetables are created equal. We want those bright colors, right?
You know, it's an amazing thing. I mentioned blueberries. That bright color is an anthocyanin. That's an antioxidant. Take a carrot. It's orange. You know, of course, we don't even think about it. But why is it orange? It's orange because of beta carotene, another antioxidant. A tomato, its red color is lycopene. Those colors are calling out to you. In fact, scientists believe that part of the reason that we have color vision is so that the most healthful and the foods that support our health the most, our eyes are drawn to them and we really see them. Your cat is not a vegetable eater. Your cat doesn't have good color vision. Your cat is a carnivore and is looking for motion, like a little mouse off in the distance. But we humans, the vegetables and the fruits are so helpful for us, and that's part of why those colors come popping out. Those antioxidants get into your system, and they protect your health.
Well, so you've got some great research here on healthy power foods, and then these great menus and recipes by Dustin Harder and Lindsay S. Nixon. And I said, well, I've got to try one of these. And so I made the strawberry banana breakfast bake. That is fantastic.
Oh, you know, thank you for saying that. You know, we had so much fun with the recipes, and we wanted to make sure we had desserts. So we've got a carrot cake that is really delicious. We have a triple berry sorbet. If you serve it to your family, it's eye-poppingly colorful. But the taste is wonderful. And to tell you the truth, if when the 10-year-old or 12-year-old kids come over, we have what we call blueberry pop.
Those look great.
But they are so simple. You take blueberries, a banana, a pear, a little almond milk, and a little squirt of lemon juice. You just mix it up, and you can get a popsicle form at the store. You put it in a popsicle form and put it in the freezer with a little popsicle stick inside. And when the kids come by on a hot summer day, give everybody their blueberry pops, and they're going to scream because they all they're bright purple, and they are sweet and tasty. But everything inside is healthy and good for them.
On my list of things to try in the days ahead, because they look so amazing in the picture, the twice-baked Mediterranean sweet potatoes.
Yeah. And sweet potatoes, keep in mind, they've got the beta-carotene just like a carrot has. It's biologically distant vegetable, but it has the same kind of benefit. And when people have tried this in our research studies, we've had thousands of people come into our research studies. We ask them, hold your exercise constant. Don't exercise in a different way now, because we want to zero in and quantify what the food changes alone will do. And what we're able to see is that people lose weight quite significantly, automatically, without ramping up their exercise. Then if they want to exercise once the study is over and add to it, they sure can, and they often discover that their exercise is easier and better supported because they're eating healthy food.
Well, and I think the opposite is true as well, that you can exercise all you want, but if you're not eating the right things, you're going to struggle with weight loss even if you exercise every day.
You know, I'm glad you said that, and it's a sad thing. A person says, I'm going to conquer this weight problem, and they go to the gym and they sweat, and they realize that they're not really reaching their goals. And part of that is your body's really efficient at conserving calories. You can run flat out for a mile as fast as you want, and it only burns about 100 calories. That doesn't mean the exercise is not worth doing. It is. It's good. But it's so much work for relatively modest gain that we always start people off with the diet changes. And the diet changes, we mentioned some of the healthy spices like ginger, like cinnamon. Hot peppers are a surprising one. They're not everybody's cup of tea. But if you like a nice Mexican bean burrito, and if you ever felt yourself kind of sweating afterwards, your forehead kind of breathing with sweat, that's actually a sign that the hot peppers contain capsaicin that turned on your thermogenesis, so you're actually burning calories faster. So try these different foods, and try the simple ones, the beans, the green vegetables, the cruciferous vegetables, are power foods as well. The more you bring them into your diet, yes, your cholesterol will fall. Yes, your doctor will be saying these are the healthiest foods for you, but the scale is going to be calling your name too. You're going to see that the weight loss becomes much easier.
Well, and the other thing that happens when you do this is you feel better. I think you sleep better. When you get that exercise, if you start doing that, it's easier to move into that. Just putting that healthy fuel inside makes it a more efficient machine.
It sure does. In this book, I talk about people who have actually done this. And what you just described is exactly their feeling. One of the people who allowed me to profile her situation is a woman named Shawnee, who lives in Kansas City. And she gained weight starting as a kid. By the time she was 12, her mother was so concerned that her mother brought her with her to weight control classes because her mother had a lifelong weight problem. And Shawnee struggled with trying to weigh her food and count her calories. But when you're 12, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, and you get picked on by the other kids and everything. And she finally learned about this approach, and she put it to work. And we've been working with Shawnee for a long time, and she lost about 100 pounds, a little bit more than 100 pounds, and then did the thing that I love the best, which is she shared this all with her mother and said, Mom, why don't you try this too? And it got her mother on a much better path. And that is really the hope that I have, is that people feel personally energized, personally healthier, personally able to get off the diet roller coaster, but more importantly, help their family to get off that too, because so often these problems run in families, and we can help the family together.
Well, it all is terrifically put together in a beautiful new book, The Power Foods Diet, the breakthrough plan that traps, tames, and burns calories for easy and permanent weight loss. Get away from the fads, get away from the diets, just do the right thing. You'll feel better. You'll notice the difference in very short order here. It's all great advice and those wonderful recipes too. Dr. Neil Barnard, thanks so much for your time. Great to talk with you again.
Well, thank you. It's great to speak with you as well.
Talking with Dr. Neil Barnard about the Power Foods Diet here on Downtown. We'll take a break for a word from Renewal by Anderson. When we come back, singer-songwriter Robert LaRoche next on Downtown.
The better way to a better window, Renewal by Anderson.
Hey there, homeowners. It's Troy Pearl. We get it. You think, why should I invest more in windows and doors when I can just grab something off the shelf at the box store? Well, here's the scoop. We're not your typical off-the-rack solution. We might cost a bit more than those high-maintenance vinyl or wooden options, but let me tell you, we're worth every penny. Our FiberX material is 2 times stronger than vinyl and retains its stability in all climates. Our price includes installation and a warranty. And with us, you get to pick out everything, from glass options to interior and exterior colors to hardware styles and more. It's the customized touch your home deserves.
Right now, for a limited time, save 20% off your entire purchase plus an additional discount of $299. To schedule your free in-home consultation, visit rbagreatermaine.com.
The better way to a better window, Renewal by Anderson.
Thank you.
to mend your heartache. You're hard enough to hold.
That's a former frontman of The Size, Robert LaRoche, and a song called Burn That Kingdom from his new solo album, Forevermore. We had a chance to talk about that with Robert recently here on Downtown.
Good afternoon, sir. How you doing today?
I am doing great, thank you. And loving this new album. I was telling you in the break there, I've been listening to it nonstop for about 4 days. This is just some great music that it feels new and yet is, feels like a throwback to classic power pop music.
Oh, I sure appreciate it, man. Thanks for listening.
Well, I love it, and I love the fact that you also got together to work with a friend of our show, Oscar winner John DeNicola. How'd you guys get together?
I've known John 34 years. We met at the China Club in New York City way back when, in 1990, when you had mentioned The Size. And so, you know, John had a production company in those days, and he wound up signing The Size to his production company, and they in turn got us a deal with Virgin Records. This is way back when.
And, boy, The Size were so good. I was going back and listening to some of their music, too. And you'll think about Soul, obviously, is the one that everybody remembers so well. But those songs, too, have that magic of taking you instantly back to the 90s, but also sounding as fresh today as they did then.
Wow, that's music to my ears. Thanks for saying such kind words. Those songs still hold up today. I don't listen to it that much anymore, but when I do hear it, it brings a smile to my face.
Although I understand you got some of the old bandmates to lend a hand in the making of Forevermore.
It's funny because Tommy Pluta is my best friend, and he's a co-founder of The Size. We started in 1982. Imagine, I was 18 years old. I was the oldest in the band. Tommy was 15, and he was the drummer in those days, and used to have to go to high school the next day with a mild hangover, and he wound up switching over to bass later years, but he's a multi-instrumentalist, so I had him play six of the 10 songs on Forevermore. He played drums. Great drummer, great guitar player, great bass player, can play anything.
Well, I want to listen to a little of the title track, if we can, and then talk about it. This is the title song from Robert LaRoche's great new album, Forevermore.
When your atmosphere turns cold and gray, 100 forms of fear, so you turn away. Honey, if you please, take me down real slow. Look upon the range at the fields below. You walk on like the queen you are, head held high above the stars. Slip not on the floor, seal your heart away forevermore. When your atmosphere turns cold and gray, 100 forms of fear, so you turn away. Honey, if you please, take me down real slow. Look upon the range of the fields below. You walk on like the queen you are.
That is Forevermore, the title cut from Robert LaRoche's new album. I understand that song is based on your parents' 70-year relationship.
It is, yeah. I mean, we knew my dad was ready to meet his maker, and that song just came on New Year's Eve, in 2020. I had planned on going back. You know, I'd been living in Austin for a long time, and I planned on coming back to Massachusetts to see my dad. He was in the hospital, and you know, my older brother called me and asked me when my flight was. I told him it was in a few days, and he said, "Yeah, you better reschedule that flight." And so, you know, I flew back the next day, and it was New Year's Eve. I couldn't sleep, and that song just kind of fell out of the sky. You know, sometimes that happens, and those are the good ones.
Boy, it's such a good song, and the strings are so terrific on it. Who contributed the work there?
I've been working. David Perales is my longtime partner. He's a fantastic violinist, and you know, he's based in Austin. And then Brian Standifer is a brilliant cellist. His longtime cellist with Alejandro Escovedo, a musical hero of mine in Austin. So I've known those cats for years, and I asked them if they wanted to be on the session. They did an amazing job. And John DeNicola does the pump organ. You know, he's like the mad professor in his recording studio. He's got all kinds of really cool vintage instruments, and that is a pump organ from the 19th century on that track.
Wow. What is it about that Austin music scene that draws so many talented peoples from, regardless of genre, it seems to be a meeting place of talent?
It really is. I first went down there, you know, my other main gig is a lead guitar player and co-writer with Patricia Vaughn, and she's well-known in Austin and in Europe, toured Europe with her so many times, and we were based out of New York City back in the 90s, and the South by Southwest Music Festival was my first introduction to Austin. I guess that was in 99, and Patricia was a San Antonio native, and my first time down there, I said, hey, this is, love New York, love living in New York, but you know, as far as working a lot and, you know, doing a lot of shows, it opened my eyes to a whole new experience being in Austin. You know, palm trees and 80 degrees wasn't the worst thing either.
I've been
down there for years now.
We're talking with Robert LaRoche. His new album is called Forevermore. You started playing professionally when you were, 15 years old? How did that happen? And who were the people you looked up to as a young player and writer?
Well, I'm the youngest of four. I was born in 63, and I have an older brother and two older sisters, and they were constantly playing vinyl, and the Everly Brothers were, I guess, my biggest influence. I loved the harmonies of the Everly Brothers and so many others. But, you know, early American rock and roll, Buddy Holly, Chuck Berry, Eddie Cochran was kind of my launching pad. And, of course, the Beatles. And I was taking guitar lessons when I was 12 years old. My sister took me to Northampton, Massachusetts. I was born and raised in Holyoke, Mass., and was the next town over, and she took me on a couple of guitar lessons, and I kind of quit that after a while, and I said, well, I'm going to teach myself. And it was long before YouTube, and I'm lucky I had a good ear and would listen to the records, and you know, I bought the guitar chord book, and another 3 years I was getting paid to play guitar. You know, when I was 15, I started doing that. I kind of was hooked from there. I knew that was my only option to continue with music. And to this day, it's what I enjoy the most.
Let's listen to a little bit more. This might be my favorite track on the new album, Forevermore. Let's listen to a little bit of Burn That Kingdom. great song. What's the story of the making of Burn That Kingdom, Robert?
That's a true story. It's a breakup song. And it is, yeah, it's a sad little song, but there's some hope in there too, I suppose. But it's basically a breakup song, and just like all the other songs on the record, their true stories are autobiographical for the most part.
Even Temporary Virtue, because I love that one too.
I really like that one too. It's funny you mentioned that one. Yeah, that is. Yeah, you know, I've been around a while, and you get into relationships, of course, and yeah, sometimes they work, and even the ones that don't work, if you can manage to get a song or two about them, they still have value, you know.
Well, what I love so much about this album is the fact that the songs are they're a throwback to what we used to get, the classic singer-songwriter music, that they're personal, they're powerful, they're deceptively simple, and yet they stick with you.
Man, that's awfully nice of you to say that. That makes me feel good. I was raised on that stuff, you know. I was raised on just good songs, what I would consider good songs, and my subjective opinion, you know, having been born in the early 60s, I was just what I was exposed to. And so it was like a sponge when I was a kid. I absorbed all of that. I shared a room with my brother, and he's got 9 years on me. So, yeah, on Friday nights, he would go out and stack maybe 5 or 6 albums. He'd let me pick them out. He had a great record collection. I was hooked, absolutely hooked.
You're going to be doing some performances, first of all, in New York City on Friday, May 3rd. At the Hard Rock Cafe, August 3rd, Rancho Palos Verdes in California. And then you're going to be spending some time in Europe in the fall, it looks like.
This is all true. Yeah, this is what I have coming up in the rest of the year. It's always great to go back to New York. I lived there for 10 years. So, yeah, in the California swing, there's more dates coming in every day for that. So that'll be, I haven't been out there in a while. And Europe, I've toured Europe 36 times. And that's been a really, I love being, you know, in different cultures. And yeah, it's, I love traveling. So it's for me, it's a good fit.
You can check out the website, robertlarochemusic.com, and get your hands on the brand new album, Forevermore. It is just some terrific music. And if you're like me, you're going to be listening to it for a while because it's so good you just want to go back and revisit it. Robert, great to talk with you. We wish you much success with the album and out on the road as well, and hope you'll come back and visit with us again sometime down the road.
My absolute pleasure, and thanks so much for your support.
Singer-songwriter Robert LaRoche with us on Downtown, the new album called Forevermore. Our thanks to Robert and, of course, Dr. Neil Barnard, and to you for being with us this week on Downtown, which is produced every week by Carrie Haskell from the Plush New Orleans studios and brought to you each week by Renewal by Anderson, a better way to a better window. Rich Kimball here, thanking you for stopping by. We'll see you next time on Downtown.